Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Today is Seattle Rock Day, and last week marked the 30th anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death. Back then, Marty Reimer, a radio personality for KXRX, is the one who got a call about Kurt when the electrician called him. The story is crazy, and we chatted with Marty last week about it, so if you missed it, here is Marty Reimer.
Yes, I was working at KXRX at the time, a radio station that, if I remember my radio history correctly, KISW crushed.
Can we go back to that time? Because, I mean, that's something that's come up quite a bit in the Seattle days. Whenever we talk about, like, when's the first time you heard about it? I remember over the years, people would say, oh, I was listening to Marty Reimer, and you had the unfortunate task to go on the air and share the news that you found out before anybody else did. Could you take us back to that time of how you found out? What was the feeling like when you shared that news and just your overall connection to the music of Nirvana?
Yeah, well, just a little bit of backstory. So, yeah, we were working at KXRX, but KXRX had already been announced to the staff that we were changing format and that it was going to be a country station and everyone was going to be let go. So that was the mood in the building at that time.
Wow.
And so no one took radio very seriously because we knew we were all short timers. And in fact, that's why I was on the air. I was filling in for Robin and Maynard, who had already taken leave of the station. They'd left the building. And I was doing news at the time. And our producer, a guy named Larry Fierro, came in and said, there's a guy on the line. He says he has the story of the century for you. And I said, okay. And we punched up and it was this guy who said, oh, my God, I have got quite a story for you. I work for an electrical contractor, and one of our guys is out on location at the home of Kurt Cobain, and he's lying there next to a shotgun. He's committed suicide. I'm not sure he got through the entire story the first time because we thought, okay, kook on line one,
right,
gone, hung up on him. The guy calls back a minute later and says, now, don't hang up on me. This is true. And he goes into a little bit more detail, says, you know, the electrician was walking by, he's installing an alarm system, was walking by a window and saw the body laying there. And I'm thinking, still, you're nuts. If this were true, we would certainly not be the first ones hearing it.
Right.
And so I didn't believe it. So we shut him down again. And then he called the front desk at the radio station. And I thought, man, if this guy is a nut, then he is really committed to his story. And our producer thought, well, you know what I should do? I have a friend at the Seattle Police Department. I'll call. And he called the Seattle PD and said, is there anything going on perchance at the home of Kurt Cobain? And they said, we've sent a cruiser to his house. That's all we can say. And as soon as we heard that part was legit, we felt like likely because of the detail that the guy had provided that the rest of the story was also true. Although, having said that, I mean, because back to your original question, we still didn't believe it. We thought it's not going to be Cobain. It's going to be some fan who was trying to show his allegiance to Cobain and decided to do something crazy and shot himself in Cobain's house. And I mean, there were many scenarios that we could dream up, many of them also horrible, but that didn't involve Cobain having committed suicide. But we went on the air with it saying, we have a report, tentative at best, that Seattle PD has been dispatched to the home of Kurt Cobain. And there is a suspicion that there is a suicide victim and it may well be Kurt Cobain.
Wow.
And when we said that, you have to kind of put yourself in our shoes. We weren't taking radio very seriously at the time. We thought, well, we're going to be unemployed in a week. You know, what's the matter? So we didn't believe it, but we thought, yeah, we'll just share what we know so far. And then the phones went nuts. I mean, it went nuts, not like a typical radio station, you know, where people from Seattle were calling. We were getting calls from South America and from Europe, and the Associated Press was calling, and then horrible, it was Kurt's sister or his mom, one or the other, called up, and then we were like, oh Lord, we do not want to be the ones to have told his family that he's passed on. So anyhow, that's the story.
And obviously that was, you know, the biggest story of our generation.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously that day was very chaotic for you, but how long did the chaos continue beyond that first day?
Oh, beyond the first day? All I know is that I was stunned at how much the chaos continued that day. I mean, the chaos that day was insane. Insane. We were off the air then, just, you know, I think 45 minutes after we got the call, we were off the air. And then we drove down to Cobain's house and stood there again to try to legitimize this, to try to see, was this really what was going on? And it was anyone who's been to that house before, have you guys ever driven by the place?
A couple times.
I haven't.
It was a gray, drizzly, I mean, kind of a typical spring day in Seattle, but really gray and dark. And the house, you know, you kind of look up this curved driveway at the house and you could see a little bit around the corner. And then you go to that park next door where at that time you could look right down onto the garden house where he actually committed suicide. It just seemed like a haunted scene and creepy. And that's what was most vivid in my memory, is they're looking at that scene around the house at the time.
Marty Reamer, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about that experience. You're the only person that can tell that story, and I'm so glad that you told it to us this morning.
My pleasure. Take care, you guys.
Take care, Marty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.